Council members received news Tuesday that Monroe County is set to receive about $900,000 from the area's county option income tax, more than originally expected. Council President Vic Kelson says the increase comes from a combination of tax changes, but says the biggest contributor is an increase in the percentage of the COIT the county receives.
Our proportion went up. I was calculating it quickly during the meeting that it went up by from about 38.5% to a little over 40%. So it's a couple percent more. So the pie got larger. The total receipts to the county went up by about 300,000, but we got a larger piece of the slightly larger pie.
Kelson says that's because the taxes collected within the county are divided among all taxing units, including Bloomington, Ellettsville, and other townships. But Kelson says many of those units' tax rates were calculated based on an inaccurate assessed valuation, decreasing their property tax levies. By contrast, Kelson says the county used the correct assessment. Kelson says the council will now likely aim for a flat budget, setting the bottom line at last year's number of nearly $29 million. Still, Kelson cautions, a flat budget doesn't mean a budget with no cuts.
Anything that costs more will have to be dealt with within the same amount of dollars. So we'll have to make adjustments, but they certainly won't be as large as the adjustments we've been talking about.
The council president says he expects a flat budget will let the council avoid layoffs. Tuesday's meeting will be continued Thursday at noon. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.